Lesson 4. Green Cities. Page 63. Exercise 3. Read and listen to the text again. Check the three things that make green cities different from other cities.
New Egyptian cities for the future. People started planning green cities for the future in Egypt in the 2010s. Today, there are many plans to build new green cities in Egypt. In fact, we call these new places cities, but most of them are small places with an area of about 580 kilometers, for example. This means that they're more like villages than big cities like Cairo. The planners want these new cities to be small because that makes it easier for people to travel around them without driving cars. The streets of these new cities will be quiet and clean. No cars can go into the center of the cities, so you won't hear any noise from cars or breathe any dirty air. People can only drive their cars on the ring road that goes all around each city. Nobody can drive through the city. There will be charging stations at different places along the road for people to charge their electric vehicles. The cities will also have bike lanes and running paths, which will be up to 12 kilometers long, so that people can do exercise or travel around without producing any carbon emissions. The new green cities will also have many green spaces with grass, trees, and plants. Some of these green spaces will be community gardens. In a community garden, everyone in the city is welcome to come in, enjoy themselves, and grow things. What will be extra special about these new cities is that the people and buildings in each city will only use green energy generated in that city. Each city will produce enough energy for up to 10,000 homes, and around 35,000 people will be able to live in one of these green cities. Of course, there will be schools, hospitals, sports centers, and other facilities that people need, too. The cities are also special because the people who live there will put new trees into the ground when they cut trees down. They will also make all their own food by growing fruit and vegetables in the city, and keeping farm animals there. When a city only uses the green energy it makes, and the people in the city grow all their own food, we say that the city is climate positive. This means that it isn't doing anything to damage the earth.